Archaeologists believe the City of Dreams is buried beneath the ruins of Machu Picchu in South America. Ask an anthropologist, and he'll tell you the City of Dreams is somewhere in the Australian outback. Its precise location encoded in the low moans of the didgeridoo, waiting for someone to decipher it. Some say it's in Arkham, Massachusetts. Or hidden in the secret network of tunnels under Moscow, whose existence is denied to this day. But I'm here to tell you the truth. You want to know where the City of Dreams is? Look around.
Buffering download. Please stand by.
Listen closely. Pay attention. Because in the City of Dreams, very little is as it seems.
Ben Joseph.
What? Somebody call my name? Hello? Must be my imagination.
Ben Joseph.
Right, okay. Who's that? Come on, show yourself.
Behold.
That you, God?
It is I.
Oh, yeah, well, kind of thought that might be you making an entrance like that. Not everyone gets the whole angelic choir, that sort of thing. Listen, as long as you're here...
Knowest thou, Noah?
Excuse me?
Knowest thou my servant, Noah?
Noah? Oh, wait, Noah. Right. I saw him just the other day out in front of his house. He's building an ark. Says you told him to do it.
Yes.
Nice fellow. Quiet, you know, keeps to himself. Gardens a bit. And that's a very nice ark. Sleek. Great design. That one of yours?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Good lines.
The Lord accepts your praise.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I'm always saying, quality work should be rewarded. He's very dedicated, Noah. He's got all these animals just waiting to go inside. Two of each. Two llamas, two cattle, two horses, two rhinoceri, two cats, two dogs, two mice,
Ben Joseph.
Two sheep, two butterflies, two wildebeest, two iguana.
Ben Joseph.
Yes, Lord?
I have set a task before thee.
A task?
Yes.
Right. Knew it. There's always a catch.
Buffering download. Please stand by.
This task, Lord, what did you have in...
Thou shalt build an ark.
An ark.
Yes.
You realize that you've already got Noah working on a perfectly good ark. A very nice design, very...
I require a second ark.
A second ark.
Yes.
First one not big enough, then? I told him, you know, don't rely on cubits. Not every man's arm is the same length as every other man's arm, I said. Saw a couple of Arabs the other day. They're working in something called inches. Might be just a fad, but you never know.
The first arc is of sufficient size.
Oh. Then what...
The second arc shall have a different cargo. Behold, my list.
What list, Lord?
Beneath thy feet.
Hmm? Oh, right. There it is. That's a big one. Let's see. Contents for second arc. Ben Joseph and his family. Well, that would be me. I get to survive the flood and all that bit, even bring the wife and kids.
Yes.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Denada.
Excuse me?
I'll explain later.
Go on. Right, let's see. Here's the food inventory. Dimensions. Oh, I see you're sticking with cubits, but that's all right. I can... Oh, here it is. The cargo of animals. Let's see. Two black widow spiders. Two rattlesnakes. Two scorpions. Two fleas. Two ticks. Two flies. Two cockroaches. Two mosquitoes. Two petri dishes. Plague bacilli. What's plague bacilli?
I'll explain later. Go on.
Right. Well, it's just one man's opinion, of course, but it looks to me like you want this ark to carry all the world's vermin. All the snakes, all the nasty, wretched, vicious things that sting and bite and crawl and infest and...
Yes.
So Noah gets the swans, the doves, the koalas and the cute little kitty cats, and I get all the vermin.
Yes.
Ah, right. Right. Listen, I don't suppose we could work something out that...
Buffering download. Please stand by. Buffering download. Please stand...
You there? Hey, Rich, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hang on, let me try this. Okay, can you hear me now? Richie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Mark, I hear you.
Okay, you got it.
I got it.
So, is this cool or what?
It's great. I was talking to Jim the other day, and he knows some other guys he uses the net to talk long distance about, you know, getting charged, but I never thought.
I told you, man. It's a server I found. It's, well, we get some problems sometimes with overlapping audio, some breakups.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, other times I get, like, stuff streaming over the other channels. I think maybe there's, like, a cross in the system or something, you know? So if we get cut off, don't freak. It's
sure, sure.
Hey, did you see Charlotte today?
No, man. What?
She's back with Phil again.
No way, man.
No,
shut up.
Truth, I swear. I saw him at the club last night. This is so not smart.
Dude.
I know. I know. When his old lady finds
out... Yeah, I want to be there.
You and me both. Anyway, Mark, great idea on this web thing.
Yeah, it is the bomb, man.
But I should probably get going. Lori's making dinner at her place, and if I'm late...
Yeah, it's got time.
Yeah, but... I kind of promised her.
Now, you're going to be like this all the time when she moves in.
Come on, screw you.
Okay, okay. So, when does she move in, anyway?
In about 2 weeks. Around the first. Figure she can get in without having to pay another month on her apartment.
It's cool.
Yeah, it should be great. So, look, I better go.
No, I'm just saying, you want to see something cool or not, it'll take 5 minutes.
Oh, all right, what is it?
It's a website. Hang on, I'm sending you the URL. You should get it in a pop-up, but be careful not to press anything.
Buffering download. Please stand by.
Can't be held responsible. Look, Lord, this is a complete, unmitigated disaster. Do you know how many bites I've got? Do you know what the rattlesnakes have done to the front room? My wife won't even come into the house anymore, thank you very much. And all this... Ow! I mean, all this for vermin,
even unto the smallest creatures of the earth.
Right, fine. Yeah, I got all that, but... Look, we've got 5 days till the rains come, and I'm not making this trip without her. Now, see, I know what would make her come back. I mean, she doesn't like the bats and the snakes and the fleas any more than I do, but look, if she had something nice, just one thing. Well, two things, I suppose, since we're going in pairs. It would mean the world to her. Something for her to look after and care about, instead of running from and screaming about. What do you ask for, Ben Joseph? Unicorns. I know, you promised Noah he'd get the unicorns, but I mean, come on. He's got everything else, after all, and it's not like we're going to lose them or something. Tell Noah he can have all the rest of the 9 furry, fuzzy animals. We just want 1 pair of unicorns, that's all. I don't think that's a lot to ask for. Ow! Why, just the other day, I...
Buffering download. Please stand by.
What the hell was that? Like I said, man, the system's all screwy today. I told you not to click on the pop-up, just the link.
No, you didn't.
Because you didn't wait till I was finished. Now, just do what I tell you, okay?
Okay.
Because this is really cool, man. I don't want you to miss it.
All right. So I'll just click on the link.
That's right. It'll take you right to the website.
Okay. Here it goes.
Is it loading?
Yeah. Give me a sec. I'm still on a 28.8.
Oh, man, you gotta go DSL. Right?
I know. Just a sec. Oh, I want to put on the news in the background, see how the game went last night.
Why, man? Look, we're...
Hey, I got $5 riding on this game. Besides, the site is taking forever to load up. Maybe it's cross audio thing is screwing up the download.
No, it's just a heavy-duty page. That's all, man. You got some really intense graphics and sounds to load.
Because I can hang up and reboot if you think it'll be... Dude.
Told you it was cool.
Heard about this site, Mark. This is massively illegal.
It's not illegal.
Oh, I heard it got taken offline after those two guys shot up the McDonald's last night.
I know, like, they're always trying to blame the internet for that stuff. Like, it's the net, TV, heavy metal, the movies.
Yeah, except these guys said that they've been to this site right before they did it. And the server got yanked.
If the server got yanked, then it wouldn't be online now, would it?
I guess not.
Of course not.
Just a sec. I'm gonna turn off this music. This thing is creeping me out. Man, that's like way better.
So, what do you see?
What do you mean, what do I see? You said you'd been...
Yeah, but it loads up different every time. Got some kind of random macro, I think. Loads up a different set of graphics for each guy that logs on.
It says, welcome to hell, Mark. What's with that?
Well, is that all it says?
That's all, and some graphics.
No buttons or links or...
No, not that I can... What is this supposed to do, anyway? I mean, just sitting there.
Well, what else do you see?
Well, there's this, like, eye in the center of the page. And it turns when I turn, and it's, like, it's looking right at me.
Cool.
Cool? How do you figure cool, dude? This thing is creeping me out.
That's the eye of the devil. Most folks who log on don't get the eye of the devil. They get, like, dark clouds or thunder, like this burning skull thing. But they are completely bogus, man. They just sit there. But first time in, you got the eye. That is cool.
I'm telling you, it follows me when I move.
Come on, get real. It's an optical illusion, Richie. Come on. Don't get all third grade on me.
Is it supposed to be, like, a website to hell?
Oh, something like that. What else do you see?
Nothing, man. I'm telling you that... Just a sec.
What?
There's a button. I swear it wasn't there before.
What does it say?
Talk to the damned.
So push it.
I don't like this, man.
It's just a web page. Give me a break.
I know. It's just...
What?
Those guys who shot up the McDonald's. I saw one of them walking into the courthouse and he yelled at the camera. He yelled, talk to the damned.
So? What? You're saying that if you push that button, you're going to go shoot up a Mickey D's?
No.
Because that's just a...
I'm not saying that, okay? It's just creepy, that's all.
It's supposed to be creepy, Richie. That's the whole point. I mean, Charlie Manson kept yelling Helter Skelter. That doesn't mean the Beatles made him do it. It's just something cool to yell at people.
I know, you're right. I guess, it was just the way he said it, the look in his eyes. But you're right, it's... got nothing to do with me.
So you're pushing the button.
I'm pushing it already. Jeez, give me a break. Nothing's happening.
You turned off the sound, Richie.
I'm such an idiot. Oh, no, hang on. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
That's it? Just says hello over and over?
Wait.
This is lame.
Wait.
I can't see you.
Turn on your webcam.
Come on.
No, really, turn it on.
Okay. There, that better?
I see you.
Talk to him.
This is...
Yeah, come on, go on.
Hello? Can you hear me? Who are you?
Who are you?
That's right. Who are you?
Alone. In the dark.
Do you have a name?
God. God. For me.
This is bogus, Mark. It's like just some sort of random quote generator.
No, man, no.
Ask him a question.
What do you mean, ask him a question?
I don't know. What
did you ask him? Whatever you want.
So, how's hell? What's hell like this time of year?
Darkness.
Oh, because I thought it was all like fire and brimstone. That's
darkness. Is looking for you.
Who is?
He can see you now. We can all see you.
Okay, that's it.
Why'd you turn it on?
It's lame, okay? When you said they could all see me, and that eye thing was right on me, just... Anyway, it was lame. I really got a girl, man, or Lori will be pissed.
But you haven't seen the best part yet.
I don't know, man. She said she's making lamb shanks.
Do you see any other buttons yet?
No, just... Hang on. Yes, there's two more buttons. Found them at the bottom of the page when I scrolled down. Looks like they're still loading, though. I can't read the one on the right.
Well, what's the one on the left say?
Summon him.
Push it.
What's with you and this push it stuff tonight? Damn, you think you're getting money off of this thing or something?
I'm just saying you should check it out. Look, you don't have to do anything you don't
okay,
want to.
Okay, bye. I'm pushing it. The sooner I get past all this, the sooner I can get to dinner with Lori. Hey, you got the news on? They got that guy who was blowing up all the abortion clinics down in South Carolina. Good. I pushed it. Nothing's happening, Mark.
Wait.
Yow, the Carola.
What the?
Zara. Zara. Zara.
Well, very cool. It's coming right through my subwoofer. It makes the whole floor vibrate.
Oh, it was pretty intense.
It's getting louder. Awesome. How'd you find the site anyway?
Another guy gave it to me.
Why? I can't hear you. This thing is too loud, man. Turn on the volume control on
it. You can't turn it down.
What?
Did you do that?
No, man. What the hell?
What?
Somebody at the door. Be right back.
Tom Banks is an electrician and says for the time being, his plans are to keep working, but only after a 3-month vacation. Harriet Banks says she and her husband plan to donate a sizable amount to charity. Doctors at Mount Sinai Hospital say they may have uncovered a link between the perfect...
Weird.
What?
Nobody there. Funny, though. News last night said it was going to be hot tonight, but it's cold outside. What the hell?
What?
I can read the other button now. It says, someone will die. What's with that?
We all die, Richie.
I know, but...
It's like one of those movie posters, you know? I mean, empires will rise and fall. Someone will live. Someone will die. It's a gag.
Yeah, well, I'm not laughing.
Okay, look, I've been yanking your chain, but let's get real here for a second, all right? Look, both times you pushed the button before, you got what? A creepy sound effect. That's all. It's a booga booga site. Look, an online scare ride. The deeper you go, the scarier it's supposed to get.
Wow, it's doing a pretty good job so far.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what it's supposed to do.
So, what comes at the end?
You know, at the end, the quake.
where you get into, like, the depths and you face off with something really scary.
Yeah.
This is better. Push the button.
I don't know.
Oh, we're almost finished, man. Then you can go have your dinner with Laurie.
All right.
Richie, all right. Richie?
Yeah.
Just click it once.
Right. There. I clicked the button. Nothing's happening.
Give it a second.
Still nothing. Dude, this is so screwed up. Maybe it's broken or something.
Maybe. And maybe you just killed someone. Maybe someone's about to die somewhere right now.
Just a second.
Maybe there's guys out there like the guys who shot up the Mickey D's. The kind of guys who got nothing to live for. Just hanging around online, faceless, anonymous, waiting for someone to push that button. Waiting for a name.
What name? I didn't give them anybody a name.
You said Laurie. They can hear you, remember?
Okay, that's enough. You're creeping me out here, and I don't like it, and you shouldn't talk about Laurie like
that. I could be outside Laurie's window right now, cutting the phone.
God damn it, Mark, cut it out.
Why? You said it was bugging.
It is.
So, what are you afraid of?
It's not, nothing. I just, I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her, and so I can tell her I'm going to be late.
Richie.
I'm calling her right now.
Buffering download. Please stand by.
Do you mean the unicorns are dead?
I
told you to keep them away from the scorpions, didn't I? Didn't I tell you to keep the unicorns away from the scorpions and the snakes and anything that could, oh, I don't know, kill them or sting them to death?
I'm sorry.
And how am I supposed to explain this to God, then, eh? Hey, we asked for the unicorns specifically. They were going to ship off with Noah, but no. We said they go with us, because Mum needs something nice to go on the trip. Leave aside that she'd drown if she didn't come, but your Mum's never been very bright that way. And now, they're dead. Well, maybe no one will notice. All these animals, after all, who's going to miss one or two here and there, right? It's...
Buffering download. Please stand by.
I just called her house, man. There's no answer. Jesus. I called and got nothing, so I called the operator, and he said that the line's been disconnected. How can a line be disconnected? I just talked to her an hour ago.
I see.
I'm calling the cops.
They won't get there in time.
I gotta do something.
Look at the screen.
What?
Look at the screen.
There's another button.
What does it say?
Oh, God.
What's it say?
It says cancel. And underneath it says, enter hell.
You know, I once heard that the devil can only get your soul one of two ways. You kill someone or have someone commit a murder at your request, or you give yourself over voluntarily. Either way, you go. The only question is whether or not you take someone else with you when you go.
This cannot be real. This cannot be happening.
You can stop it. You can save her. Push the button.
This is insane.
Then push it.
No!
Use your head, Richie. If the other button was just a gag, if it isn't real, then you don't have to worry about pushing this button because it won't do anything.
I know!
What if the first button really is real and you choose not to save
her? Leave me alone! Stop pushing me!
Richie!
I'm gonna hang up.
Richie? What are you doing?
On the news. I got the news on in the background.
Yeah, so?
That's your house on the TV. They're saying it burned down tonight. Killing everyone inside.
Push it, Richie. Push it and save her.
Where are you calling from, Mark?
Push it, Richie. You're almost out of time. Push the
button. Where are you calling from?
Push it!
No!
God! Push the button!
No!
Buffering download. Please stand by.
I told you the waters would recede, and now they've receded, just like I said. And now we have a new home.
It's beautiful.
Yes. This is a place where vermin of every size, shape, and color can be free to frolic among their own kind, where they can... Where's the plague, Vasili?
The what? Oh, the two dishes.
Well, I looked inside and I couldn't see anything. Since they were empty, I tossed them into the sea.
Right. Well, probably won't make any difference. I couldn't see anything in those petri dish things either. But when the Lord tells you there's something called plague bacilli in them, well, you just play along, you know.
Yes, Father.
Because it's never a good idea to...
Buffering download. Please stand by.
Are you there? John? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, John? Hang on, let me try this. Okay. Can you hear me now, John? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, Richie, I hear you. This ain't my first time on a web phone, you know?
I know.
Well, you're up kind of late.
Yeah, been busy. But I wanted to let you know I found the most amazing website.
Yeah?
Yeah, you gotta check it out. It's like nothing you've ever seen before.
I don't know, man, because I have to get up early. I got work.
Just take a second. I'm sending you the URL. Stand by.
Buffering download. Please stand by.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Please stand by.
It's like I always say.
Please stand by.
I see you. Push it. Weep for me.
Please stand by. Please stand by. Please stand by.
Night Calls star Tim Curry as Ben Joseph and God, Dan Seckel as Mark, Kevin Townley as Richie, Alyssa Honeycutt as Real Audio Voice, Ian Sheehy as John, and Kevin Conway as the narrator. Night Calls was written by J. Michael Straczynski and produced and directed by Brian Smith, with sound design by John Colucci. Assistant director was Tony Daniel. Associate producer, Larissa James. J. Michael Straczynski's City of Dreams is a production of sci-fi.com's Seeing Ear Theater.